St. Luke's. Here are the announcements for today. Starting in August, we're going to start getting our children's ministry back online. Tabitha Dale is putting together some really exciting online, for now, meetings with the kids. So St. Luke's parents, look for email invitations to those coming up in future weeks. And we'll get the schedule in the email bulletin and in the announcements as soon as we have that information. Thank you to Tabitha for putting that together. We're very excited about that. The wardens had another meeting with Ken and Andrea at the diocesan office this week to discuss the process of getting an interim rector for St. Luke's and also our search process. So we'll keep you up to date on both of those as more details become available. Thank you to Father Steve Leonetti for being with us this morning as our preacher. Always a pleasure to have Father Steve, and everybody have a beautiful Sunday. Send out your light and your truth, that they may lead me and bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling. Psalm 43, verse 3.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on us, forgive us all our sins, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen us in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep us in eternal life. Amen.
Let your continual mercy, O Lord, cleanse and defend your church, and because it cannot continue in safety without your help, protect and govern it always, by your goodness, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Almighty God, look graciously on the people of St. Luke's Church. Be with us in this season of transition. Walk with us and guide us, that we may be genuine in our self-reflection, tireless in our commitment, patient in our discernment, loving in our communion, open in our search, and daring in our faith. We thank you for the gifts, talents, and skills with which you have blessed us. We thank you for the experiences that have brought us to this moment. Help us accept change as a gift of your direction for our journey in this transition. Instill in us a vision for our parish that, guided by your Holy Spirit, we will be united in love and joyfully accomplish this mission. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from the book of Genesis. The same night Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two maids, and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and likewise everything that he had. Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he struck him on the hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go, unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." And the man said, "You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with humans and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the place Peniel, for saying, "For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life is preserved." The sun rose upon him as he passed Penuel, limping because of his hip. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Psalm 17, verses 1 through 7 and 16. Hear my plea of innocence, O Lord. Give heed to my cry. Listen to my prayer, which does not come from lying lips. Let my vindication come forth from your presence. Let your eyes be fixed on justice. Weigh my heart. Summon me by night. Melt me down. You will find no impurity in me. I give no offense with my mouth, as others do. I have heeded the words of your lips. My footsteps hold fast to the ways of your law. In your paths my feet shall not stumble. I call upon you, O God, for you will answer me. Incline your ear to me and hear my words. Show me your marvelous loving kindness, O Savior of those who take refuge at your right hand from those who rise up against them. But at my vindication I shall see your face. When I awake, I shall be satisfied, beholding your likeness.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans 9:1-5. I am speaking the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience confirms it by the Holy Spirit. I have great sorrow and an unceasing anguish in my heart, for I would wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my own people, my kindred, according to the flesh. They are Israelites, and to them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. To them belong the patriarchs, and from them, according to the flesh, comes the Messiah, who is over all. God blessed forever. Amen. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Now when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all ate and were filled. And they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Here ends the reading. And now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Amen. I had a unique introduction to the Diocese of Northern California. I had not yet done a service at Epiphany when the Diocesan Convention began. 25 years ago, Diocesan Convention was always on the first weekend in November, and it ran from Friday night to Sunday morning. In 1995, when I was called to Vacaville, St. John's Roseville was the host. The opening Eucharist was at a local, very large Roman Catholic church. The pastor there had just recently transferred from St. Mary's Vacaville, where he had been very popular. I drove to Roseville early in the evening, thinking I would find a restaurant and have a quick dinner before the opening Eucharist. This was back before such things as Google and Yelp to help one find a restaurant. I did not even have a cell phone back then. As I drove around Roseville in fairly heavy traffic looking for a restaurant, I got stuck at a traffic signal for what seemed like a long time. I was opposite the back of a shopping center anchored by a supermarket. There were several dumpsters behind the supermarket. Propped against one of the dumpsters were two bicycles. As I looked, a man appeared from inside one of the dumpsters. He was holding up a whole submarine sandwich wrapped in store cellophane. He obviously yelled something because another man appeared from inside another dumpster. They both hopped out of their dumpsters. The man who found the sandwich immediately tore it in half and gave half to his friend. Then the light changed, and I had to drive on. I spent the rest of the evening thinking about these two men. I did find a Chinese restaurant. I was in time for the opening Eucharist at the Roman Catholic Church, but I could not shake the image of the two men diving in dumpsters looking for food. I finally realized what I had observed in the man sharing the found sandwich was nothing less than Holy Communion at the most basic level. This was my introduction to the Diocese of Northern California. I tell this experience because today's gospel lesson is the feeding of the 5,000, probably more like 12,000, when the women and children are added back into the total. Matthew writes in chapter 14, verse 19b, "Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven, and blessed and broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds." This is clearly a reference to the Holy Eucharist. Jesus takes the bread, blesses, breaks, and gives the bread. The disciples distribute the bread to the crowds. Jesus does not say, "This is my body," here in the feeding of the 5,000, but it clearly foreshadows the Last Supper, for again, Jesus takes the bread, gives thanks, and blesses the bread, breaks the bread, and gives it to the disciples. These 4 actions, take, bless, break, and give, are the heart of Holy Communion. The men, I observed, took the sandwich, which is mostly bread, gave loud thanks in relating the discovery, broke the bread by tearing the sandwich in half, and shared it by giving half to his friend. While I only observed two men in this example, I want to share two more stories which have a few more people involved. The first comes from the community dinners which began at Epiphany in Vacaville when I was the rector. I volunteered to cook once a month for these dinners. I had a menu rotation of four dishes: chicken enchilada casserole, hamburger stroganoff served on mashed potatoes, meatloaf served with baked potatoes, and sloppy joes. Toward the end of my volunteering to cook, we were serving 300 meals a week. I always tried to make enough so that there would be some left over. My biggest fear was that we would run out and someone would go hungry. We came close one night when I had made sloppy joes. I had 300 buns, and I thought more than enough of the hamburger part of the sloppy joes. But when we got down to only 50 buns left, and there was still a line, I made the executive decision to use only half a bun for each serving. I added a huge can of tomato sauce and some more chili to the remaining sloppy joe sauce. We finished the evening with 5 whole buns to spare, and no more sloppy joe sauce. Everyone had been served. Needless to say, I had prayed mightily that this might work, and it did. I went home that Friday night thinking I had just experienced my own feeding of the 5,000, even though it was more like 375. My other experience occurred in a church service, a Christmas Eve service. 4 years ago, I was doing a lot of services at St. Nicholas in Tahoe City. This was before the diocese sold Camp Noel Porter, which included the chapel where St. Nicholas met. My last Christmas Eve service was at 5 o'clock, and at 9 o'clock in the evening, I vested and got ready for the service at 5 o'clock. When we began with O Come All Ye Faithful, all the pews were full. The pews seat about 80 to 90 people comfortably. I thought this was terrific. But like all Episcopal churches I have served, people kept coming after the beginning of the service. We ran out of chairs. Soon, we ran out of standing room in the chapel. We had to leave the doors to the church open so people could stand in the narthex and the hallway leading to the conference center. Did I mention there was 4 feet of snow on the ground? When it came time for communion, I had only 2 pieces of gluten-free bread. We scrounged up a few more wafers from the sacristy, but there were at least 125 people there. Somehow, everyone who wanted communion that night received it. When the service was finished, I felt as though I was one of the disciples at the feeding of the 5,000. It seemed like a miracle that everyone who wanted to receive communion that night received it. During this pandemic, something of the opposite of feeding the 5,000 is happening. Not only are we barred from large gatherings, which would naturally include church services, including the distribution of Holy Communion, but beginning in March, it included stores running out of toilet paper, bottled water, flour, and canned soups. I still do not understand hoarding toilet paper. And Judy and I drink tap water for the most part. We only drink bottled water when we are out traveling around, and it is the only alternative. And that hasn't happened since the pandemic began. So I was shocked when fights broke out at Costco over the diminishing supplies of bottled water. Flour and canned soups, I can understand, but there is only so much bread a person or a family can eat. And I suspect not many of the families where large quantities of bread are baked every week share the bread outside the family, nor do they bless what they have baked before breaking or slicing it. Bread, like toilet paper, seems to be something that is hoarded, not shared. I am still shocked by people who refuse to wear masks when they are out in public. I am shocked that it has become a matter of political choice and an assertion of individual rights. The assertion of individual rights is the clue here. It is the antithesis of community and any kind of communion. The attitude seems to be look out for number one, for me. The foundational prayer of Christianity, the Lord's Prayer, is a communal prayer. It begins with the word our, not my or me, and it includes a prayer for communion. Give us this day our daily bread. Note the use of us and our. This is very communal, the very foundation of Holy Communion. While we cannot physically share Holy Communion, we can still share communion. One of my favorite collects in the prayer book asks God that we may know Him in Scripture and the breaking of the bread. Right now, we are having to rely on Scripture and not on the breaking of the bread. And the fact that you are listening to me this Sunday is an example of the kind of communion we can share, God's Word. I desperately miss physically standing in front of you to deliver this and other sermons. I pray that this too will pass, and we will soon be physically together. In the meantime, I pray that you are nourished by this and other sermons that you hear while the pandemic is still going on. This may not be feeding of the 5,000, but I pray it is nourishing just the same. Amen.
Let us say together the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven by the power of the Holy Spirit. He became incarnate from the Virgin Mary. He was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
With all our heart and mind, let us pray to the Lord, saying, hear our prayers. Let us pray for God's people across the world. God of love,
Hear our prayer.
Let us pray for the earth that we may her treat her gently. God of love,
hear our prayer.
God, let us pray for our family, our friends, and our neighbors. God of love,
hear our prayer.
Let us pray for those who are sad or scared or suffering. God of love,
hear our prayer.
Let us pray for those who have died. God of love,
hear our prayer. Almighty and eternal God, ruler of all things in heaven and earth, mercifully accept the prayers of your people and strengthen us to do your will through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Finish.
Prayer for mission. Almighty and everlasting God, by whose Spirit the whole body of your faithful people is governed and sanctified, receive our supplications and prayers which we offer before you for all members of your holy church, that in their vocation and ministry they may truly and devoutly serve you, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Glory to God, whose power is working in us, can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to him from generation to generation in the church and in Christ Jesus forever and ever. Amen.